how have you found the tour so far?
It's been really good. It's really great audiences that are excited to see us, and we're playing tighter than ever. It's been great.
That's fantastic. You've just recently played in Florida, and you're about to play in Nashville.
Yeah, I think Nashville's tomorrow. We're in Atlanta, Georgia right now.
I was just rewatching the video for You Were Killing Me, where you're wearing a bunny suit and you're dancing with Joe D'Alessandro. Can you talk a little bit about the making of that video?
We were trying to think of a way to illustrate this kind of dark, intense song with something not so totally literal. You are killing me. And everything you love about me, you're making it hard. We thought about it, and we have a furry that comes to one of our shows with several of his friends now. And I asked if they would consider being in a video, and they got really excited. So then I don't know how all the Joe D'Alessandro stuff came in, that was Courtney. But we were able to marry all those ideas together, and once we got the furries confirmed, I wanted to be one of the furries. So I had to go down and check it out. I'm the bunny, and then I'm also a jackal in one of the scenes.
So you have a sort of a consistent group of furries who regularly attend your shows in their furry costumes?
We do, yeah. All of those guys
in the scene
made their own way to LA. Some of them drove and flew across the country to be there on their own dime. And, yeah, we have a growing furry fan contingent in our group.
Maybe one day you'll rock up to a show and they'll just be animal costumes. Each Dandy Warhol's album, it has a different sound, but it still always sounds very distinctly like the Dandy Warhols. Is this a conscious effort when you go into writing and recording the music, or does it happen more organically?
I would say organically. I mean, we think we're making a very different album every time we make an album, but there are aspects that are the same that create this inherent Dandy sound. From the vintage equipment that we use and the songwriting process stay similar. You know, there's synth bass on almost every track. That is uncommon, so that becomes unique to the Dandy. The way the harmonies are constructed and executed are very much the Dandy. So there's these common threads that run through everything we do, no matter how much we change up the production and the mixing, which I think is what changes each album for us, is the production and the mixing. The writing stays basically the same, and the instrumentation even stays basically the same.
Absolutely, and I think it was you who was saying in an interview that sometimes the public doesn't realize how much mixing actually influences the ultimate sound of an album as well.
Oh my gosh, it's so different. It's shocking how much mixing can change. You could feature one part that becomes the hook of the song. We've had people come in and mix and sound a track that we muted early on in the construction of the song, and they find it, unmute it, and make it a feature, and it becomes a hook. Another mixer wouldn't do that, and they might find some other treasured part to make a hook. So mixing, when it comes to changing up the sound for a band, is one of the biggest things.
You're also a solo DJ. When did you start to do this?
My first DJ gig was on September 11th, 2001. There was nobody there because the towers had just blown up. So that was an unfortunate first gig. And I just started DJing ever since. My husband was a DJ, and I thought a lot of DJs were had really poor taste.
That's why you're rescuing people from bad music.
Yes, I save good parties from bad music. And yeah, I'm doing a ton of DJ gigs in Australia. I'm actually staying an extra week just to do another week of DJing in Melbourne and Sydney.
Between the Dandy Warhols and your DJing and the six-piece
Brush Prairie,
does that give you an opportunity to explore and perform all of the different styles of music that you're interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting to have a psychedelic rock band and a psychedelic country band covers a lot of bases for my musical taste. And then as a DJ, I get to play everything else, the old soul, the old garage, the like vintage world music, 90s hip hop. I get to do it all in my DJ set.
That's amazing, because I imagine if you're a musician and you have such a varied taste, it's difficult to for people to sort of be confined to one thing, and it's really great that you get to do all of those things. It's amazing.
Yeah, I feel really, really lucky.
You gave the opening speech at Bernie Sanders' Portland rally, and you said in Leo Weekly that I'm just starting to learn my strength as an activist and a spokesperson. What are three changes that you would like to see in the world?
Oh my God. Free education everywhere. Free education and healthcare globally. That's two things. Free education, free healthcare. And
I mean, I guess free education in and of itself would have a very big impact on the world as well.
Free education has a massive impact on the world. I mean, look at how many people are supporting Trump in America. And, you know, I guess the third one, I would just get all the big weapons off the planet. No nuclear. Sorry, can I please say four things, because we have to include the environment here. We have to have education, healthcare, thriving, sustainable environmental practices, and then total arms disarmament. Those are the four things right there.
I couldn't agree more.
How does somebody not agree with that?
People say they're not an environmentalist. It kind of surprises me, because it's like none of the things you do enjoy would be possible if we could not actually sustain ourselves.
Yeah, and won't be soon if we don't figure out how.
So you're playing in Brisbane at Eden's Hill on Saturday the 29th. For anyone who doesn't yet have a ticket, what can they expect at this show?
We do our best to represent every album.
And that's really tricky.
That is real. The more albums you have, the more songs that means. And the older we get, the harder it is to play. So the length of set it would really take to represent every album. So it's between 1 to 4 songs. And of course, there'll be four or five songs off of the new album, The Shortland. The classics, a few deep cuts, and some new songs off the new record. That's pretty much what you can always expect from us. I'm also DJing the Black Bear Lodge the night before the Band-Aid play. Please, yeah, come down to a DJ rescue set. I don't have one booked yet for the actual after party in Brisbane. You know, if anybody wants to message me about that, that'd be great. But I will be at the Black Bear the night before.
Following this tour, what plans do you have next?
Yeah, so we have this U.S. leg, then we do the Australian leg, then we go home for some holiday stuff, tour the west coast of the U.S., more holiday time with the family, and then we have a European tour in February.